And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. Tulsa Public School students are not scheduled to return to the classroom until late March, but with COVID-19 trending downward locally, the district's top official thinks it's possible that date could be moved up. Here's TPS Superintendent Dr. Deborah Gist.
I feel very hopeful that we can return our students to in-person learning at a date that's earlier than the one that we currently have. And I know that the members of the board would want that as well as soon as we are able to. So we just want to encourage everyone to continue wearing your masks, washing your hands, and watching your distance. And let's get those kids back in school in person.
At a Monday night board meeting, Chief Operating Officer Jorge Robles presented state and local data showing downward trends, while also noting hospitalizations remain high and much of Tulsa County remains at severe risk levels. Under the current plan, TPS students of all grade levels would return on March 22nd. The district has been a frequent target of criticism from Governor Kevin Stitt for not offering in-person options despite high COVID transmission rates locally. Oklahoma's new COVID infections and hospitalizations are trending downward, but experts are keeping watch on one new rising trend. Dr. David Kendrick, CEO of My Health Access Network and OU Professor of Medical Informatics, noted yesterday that children ages 5 to 17 are making up a greater and greater proportion of all new cases.
Looks like about 14% of the positive cases are happening in school-aged children. And that's the highest it's ever been. I looked over all the way back to March, and that is the highest percentage as was last week and the week before.
Kendrick says it's not yet known why the increase is happening, but floated it's possible the presence of new variants of the coronavirus may be spreading in new ways. He also notes that while children tend not to have severe negative outcomes, a rise in childhood cases usually precedes a rise in older adults as children spread the disease to parents, grandparents, and other adults. He says that while overall trends look like good news, it doesn't mean they won't spike again, given how much is unknown about the virus and any new strains. Kendrick also notes test positivity is down, but still at an extremely high level. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.